The Syrian army has gained full control of the Baba Amr neighborhood in the flashpoint city of Homs. Officials say the army forces have cleared the area of the last pockets of armed gangs. The armed groups have confirmed the news but say they've withdrawn in a, quote, tactical move. The unemployment rate in the 17-nation Eurozone has reached a record high of 10.7%. The figure reported for January is the highest level since the introduction of the common currency in 1999. It means close to 17 million people were out of work in the first month of 2012. Pakistan has vowed to complete a major gas pipeline project with Iran despite U.S. pressures. Islamabad says the project is vital to meet its energy needs. In 2010, Iran and Pakistan signed an export deal under which Iran would supply natural gas to its neighbor as of 2014. Russia has accused the U.S. of trying to influence its upcoming presidential vote by funding opposition groups. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the U.S. is following the Cold War era stereotypes. The comments come as Russia is gearing up for the March 4 polls in which Premier Vladimir Putin is expected to win. An American teacher has been shot dead by one of his students in Iraq's Kurdistan region. Police in the city of Soleimaniyah said the 18-year-old student attempted to kill himself after firing gunshots at his teacher. He is now in critical condition. The motive behind the shooting is not immediately known. Violent clashes have erupted between police and thousands of protesters in northern Azerbaijan, this after locals in Kuba City set fire to the governor's house. Demonstrators were outraged by the governor's recent remarks in which he accused them of selling their homes for cheap prices to residents from other regions. The U.S. says there will be a global fuel shortage if Iran quits the world oil market. The warning comes after Iran's decision to stop selling oil to some European countries shot up oil prices worldwide. The move was in response to the EU's announcement of an oil embargo on Iran. And the fate of 18 Iranian nationals abducted by armed gangs in Syria remains unknown. The missing Iranians include 11 pilgrims and 7 technicians who were abducted in January and December, respectively. Tehran has slammed the kidnappings and has called for the immediate release of its citizens.